I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I had a nice encounter on my back porch the other day, something from my childhood again.
What did you see?
A kind of a cartoon character bug, kind of a long beetle, cartoon drawn, big eyes.
Oh, an eyed-click beetle.
At first, they kind of look intimidating, and then you look at them a little longer, and it's like right out of Walt Disney.
And those are big, brown, friendly eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, eyed-click beetles are great. That was one of the first things that I was sort of excited about moving to Virginia, is that we don't have eyed-click beetles commonly in California, although there is a species there. But we have two species of eyed-click beetles. One's found mainly on oaks and whatnot, and the other one's usually found under the bark of pines. The eyed-click beetle, those eyes, are actually spots of scales on their pronotum, which is their midsection. Obviously, they can't see with those eyes at all, but potential predators don't know that, and maybe they feel as though they've lost their element of surprise coming up on one of these critters.
An effective mechanism, because even though I knew what it was and that it was harmless, it was a little shocking.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a startled display, I guess, if you will. A lot of insects use conspicuous eye spots, but oftentimes those spots are covered by a pair of forewings and suddenly they're flashed at a potential predator. But with the eyed-click beetles, they've got their eyes on all the time. The eyed-click beetles belong to a family called Elateridae, and one of their claims to fame is they have a spine on their midsection that points backward that corresponds with a groove on another part of their thorax. And when they push that spine up against that groove, isometric pressure builds and builds, and suddenly that spine snaps into the groove, and the energy that's released flips the beetle up in the air, and that's what makes that audible click and sends them sailing off. And the idea is that if somebody's disturbing them, they can snap out of danger. They may have to snap several times before they actually land on their feet and run away, but that's how a click beetle gets to be a click beetle. And there are many different species. Their larvae are often called wireworms, some of which are agricultural pests. But both the adults and the larvae are predators. They feed on wood-boring beetles. Most of the click beetles that we have around here tend to be fairly plain, black or brown, but we do have some that are beautifully mottled or marked or bicolored.
The eyed click beetle that I found on my porch seemed to be missing an antenna and didn't seem to be walking very well, but I mean, he clicked very energetic in that business.
Well, it sounds like it sort of came up against something that knocked off a few appendages, but that's not necessarily lethal for a click beetle or most other insects for that matter.
So they just keep going, huh?
They just keep going. That's right. Sometimes the eyed-click beetles are attracted to solvents. I've heard stories where people are...
Well, that's what I'm doing. I've been working on my back porch.
There you go. People are painting wood or spraying lawn furniture, that kind of thing, and the propellant in the spray paint apparently mimics some sort of an attractive chemical to the click beetles, whether it mimics their sexual pheromones or something else, I don't know. But I've heard many stories of people out painting in their yards one way or the other, and these beetles will come dive bombing in.
So if I want to see one again, get to work.
That's right.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.